This episode is brought to you by Dietz and Watson.
Molly, it's time we have the talk about hot dogs.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm looking for a hot dog that's the real deal, Matthew.
Like a classic hot dog that, like, when you think of, like, the platonic ideal of a hot dog, I recommend Dietz and Watson's Dietz dogs.
Ah, well, I've heard that they're handcrafted and made using only Dietz and Watson premium meat.
I can vouch for this because Dietz and Watson sent us a big box of hot dogs and other delights, and wife of the show, Lori, and I had them for dinner last night. We had the classic beef Dietz dogs with toasted buns with sauerkraut and pickled jalapenos and Dietz and Watson ballpark-style yellow mustard.
Do you think you'd recommend Dietz and Watson hot dogs for fried rice?
Oh, yeah. Fried rice with some sliced hot dogs. I'm going to be doing that soon. Wife of the show, Lori, is going to be making the hot dog flour buns from Christina Cho's cookbook, Mooncakes and Milk Bread. Very excited for this.
And I'm especially pleased because Dietz and Watson does things the right way. So this means, like, no additives, no fillers, no artificial flavors, no cutting corners. You can feel good about this stuff.
Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing since 1939.
Shop now at dietzandwatson.com/the right way.
That's Dietz, D-I-E-T-Z, and watson.com/the right way.
Sponsored by Sur La Table, with new stores opening this fall in New York City, Boston, Houston, Michigan, and Florida. I'm Molly.
And I'm Matthew.
And this is Spilled Milk, the show where we cook something delicious, eat it all, and you can't have any.
And today we are going to be talking about scary food.
I have been dreading this taping, Matthew.
Yeah, I'm more scared of what's going to happen here today than I have been of anything in a very long time.
Matthew and I have, we have each chosen a food that we are really genuinely afraid of. For me, it's for a number of reasons. I don't know about you. We'll get to that in a minute. But anyway, and we're going to confront these foods today.
On air, we are going to face our demons and wrestle with them and possibly be killed.
Well, so I guess we should talk first about what makes a food scary.
Yeah, definitely. It seems like it's often about texture, isn't it?
Yeah, and I've heard that for most people, food aversions have to do with texture as opposed to smell or flavor or anything like that.
I think that's true, although for me, and this might be like a spoiler of what my scary food is, sometimes it does involve smell, because like I like eggs prepared any way except hard-boiled, and it's that sulfury smell that scares me off from the hard-boiled egg.
I agree. I didn't develop an aversion to hard-boiled eggs until a couple of years ago, and I had boiled a couple of eggs to take on a little day hike. And there I was in this beautiful place about to eat my hard-boiled egg, and I just absolutely couldn't do it. The smell of it just killed me when I unwrapped it.
Were other people along with you on the hike eating hard-boiled eggs on the way and, like, dropping dead?
No.
Because that would put me off.
No, it was just me alone with my hard-boiled eggs. Yep.
That's kind of sad.
Yeah. But I still like egg salad. Yeah, which we're going to get to in just a minute. Matthew's already, his skin is crawling. I can see it.
Yes.
Well, so yeah, for me, it's usually texture too. I mean, as a kid, I really had a lot of food aversions. I was really a picky eater.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I was particularly, I was really afraid of things that were sort of gelatinous or that I thought should be smooth but had lumps.
Can you give an example? Something that should be smooth but had lumps.
Well, for instance, so you know Campbell's tomato soup?
Oh, yes.
And so I guess it's maybe tomato bisque. It comes in the can. It's sort of like a gelatinous, quivering mass, kind of like a cranberry sauce.
Oh, yeah. Okay? I know exactly what you're talking about.
You dump it into the pan. Maybe you add a little bit of water or some milk, and you kind of whisk it up, and you're trying to break up that gelatinous, tomato-y mess. Anyway, my mom would make me this soup, and I really loved the soup, but if there was even the tiniest little, like, droplet of the tomato concentrate stuff floating around in my bowl of soup, it was all over.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. You are not going to believe this, but my cousin, who's about the same age as me, went through a phase for a brief time when he was a kid of wanting to eat Campbell's tomato soup plopped out of the can, unheated, still in the shape of the can, and, like, you know, take spoonfuls off of it like it's a panna cotta or something.
That's horrifying. I'm going to have nightmares today. Yeah. Thanks a lot. Mm-hmm. Thanks a lot. You know, I also felt the same way about yogurt. As a kid, a snack that my mom always kept around for me was Danone vanilla yogurt. Mm-hmm. But I would have to have her, you know, because of course I couldn't do it. I was too afraid. I would have to have her take a spoon and vigorously stir it up so that there were no, you know, yogurt clumpies.
Interesting. How did you feel about fruit on the bottom yogurt?
Ooh, no good.
Right. Me too. Yeah. I can handle it now, although it's still not my favorite. When I was a kid, for some reason, like that was just a terrifying thing to have that lurking under the yogurt.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I would say the same thing about gristle in meat or fat in meat.
And gristle in yogurt is pretty bad,
gristle
too.
Gristle in yogurt, really. What an unpleasant surprise to be eating your raspberry yogurt and come upon, you know, a little bit of connective tissue.
Yeah. Although that one where there's the little package on the top that you open and has the gristle in it that you mix in separately, that's okay.
Yeah. I really like the richness that adds.
Yeah.
Yo gristle.
So let's see, something that I was scared of as a kid and like there was a precipitating incident was mushrooms, because like when I was a baby, I loved mushrooms. And when I was like 3, at some point I ate mushrooms until I puked. And after that, I couldn't eat them again until I was like, a teenager,
you know,
probably.
I think my mom had that experience with scotch. Yeah, my mom just can't look at scotch anymore.
She's off.
Although I think she was a little older than 3.
Did she switch to schnapps or something?
Yeah, peach schnapps.
Okay. Yeah. So I've gotten over pretty much all of my childhood food aversions except the one we're going to confront head on today.
Yeah, maybe we should start talking about that part of the show. I know that we've been putting it off.
Yes. Can we put it off for another like few weeks?
I actually feel really physically nervous.
Yeah. Okay, so what do we got?
What's going to happen, Matthew? What's going to happen now?
All right, I'm going to make Molly eat natto, and natto is a Japanese breakfast food consisting of fermented soybeans, but not like friendly like tofu fermented soybeans. They're still whole beans, and they're stuck together with these stringy gelatinous bacteria produced slime. And lots of people in Japan eat this for breakfast every day.
You know, my aversion to it is totally intellectual. I mean, in the sense that I've never even seen natto. Like,
oh, wow.
I have no reason to really be afraid of it. I've never seen it. I've never smelled it. I've just seen pictures of it, and mm-hmm. I have read about it. Can you cook with it? I mean, do I have to eat it like straight out of the container or?
Well, we're going to like stir it up and put it on rice.
We're going to put it on something.
Yes.
So wait, tell me first, how do you feel about natto? I mean, do you really like it?
I neither love nor hate it.
Is your slight, you know, sort of apprehension about it, is it texture based or flavor based?
Texture.
Okay.
All right. What'd you bring for me?
I brought you egg salad.
Oh, God.
I brought you some really delicious egg salad.
That's good. No, yeah. if I'm gonna have to try it, I'd like to know that I'm trying, you know, something that didn't sit around at a deli counter for 3 days.
Well, here's my feeling about egg salad. I think that a lot of egg salad is mediocre, in part because of its texture. I'm going to put that out there. I know that for you, it's kind of maybe a smell and flavor thing,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of egg salads are kind of mashed into oblivion. So they kind of are like, texture-wise, they're similar to like a light tuna salad. Like you can't even tell that it's egg. It's just sort of a yellowy mash. I like to keep mine a little more rustic. How do you feel about that?
I feel, I would say an equal level of terror at either prospect.
Okay. Well, what I have done is I've made an egg salad that has basically all the flavor components of a deviled egg. So I've used mayonnaise, I've used a decent amount of mustard, some lemon juice, and salt.
I am also scared of deviled eggs. So and tuna salad.
Great. All right. Well, we are really
this is not a joke. Like, there is no food that I'm even close to being as terrified of as egg salad.
I mean, are you genuinely like, I'm sitting here right now like feeling just like deeply ill at ease. Are you feeling that way?
You know what we need that would go very well with both of these dishes? Scotch.
Oh,
and plenty
boy.
Of it.
Yeah, I could use some right now. Here it is, approximately 1 p.m. on a Friday. It's not too early to start drinking.
That's the scotching hour.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's pour ourselves something and try eating, with emphasis on the try.
If we're like completely blitzed out of our mind, does it still count as trying it?
Yeah.
That's what I used to ask when I was a kid. If I drink 6 beers before I eat the broccoli, does that count? All right. Enough.
Okay.
Let's do it.
This is the least promising lunch I have ever been unfortunate enough to encounter. Your rice looks good. I don't want to touch it with the fork.
I think we have a 10-foot pole around here somewhere. Would that work?
You go first.
All right. Wait, me go first with the natto or
the natto.
Okay.
There are strings of natto slime running between your mouth and the chopstick. It's like a cobweb of natto slime.
Can you reach to the napkins over there?
Mm-hmm. Can you just talk to me a little bit about what it tastes like? It's like, pretend that I'm at, you're the doctor, I'm the patient, you're going to give me a shot, and I want you to tell me how long it's going to take and what it's going to feel like.
It's going to feel like slimy beans.
Oh, Jesus. You just dropped your chopsticks on the floor for a second. And people are definitely not going to believe us when we try to claim we haven't been drinking scotch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Isn't it amazing all the different things you can make with soybeans?
Well, why don't you just talk about that for a minute while I...
It's the chameleon of beans.
I'm just going to sit over here and meditate for a second.
Okay.
I don't know what I'm so afraid of. I mean, what's the worst that could happen? It's not going to kill me.
Probably not, yeah.
You have natto strings in your beard.
People with facial hair should never eat natto.
Literally, like you just walked through a cobweb beard first.
Now, see, nothing you're going to eat could be grosser than that. Just look at me and think it could be worse.
Okay. Okay, you take another bite, and I'll take a bite at the same time that you do.
I've already had like 6 bites.
Oh my God, I really don't care for that.
Now you just see. You say that now, and tomorrow morning you're going to wake up and you're going to think.
Oh my God, got to get it out of my mouth faster. That is so disgusting. Oh, I really don't like that.
Tomorrow morning you're going to wake up.
I have a string out of my mouth.
And you're going to say, you know what would really hit the spot? A cup
definitely
of coffee
not.
And a big bowl of natto. Can I retire?
I'm glad you're getting giggly about this, too. It shows me that you're really as nervous as I was.
Uh-huh.
You're not doing nearly enough squealing, though.
I haven't gotten it onto the fork yet.
can't even look at it.
Can it be natto this week and we'll come back next week for the egg salad episode? This is the kind of thing I tried to get away with at the doctor, too.
No. Mm-mm.
I'll come back and get the shot next time.
You can do it. Yeah, I'll take another bite.
My stomach is like lurching.
Yeah. Now you know why it took me literally 10 minutes of sitting here.
I know. I was thinking, boy.
Because you were like, man, Molly is really drawing
wimpy,
this out.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
You can't even look at it. He keeps glancing over at the bowl of egg salad and looking quickly away. Okay.
Oh my God.
Oh, he's really, really.
This is
scared.
I'm not playing this up for the audience. Or this is real sheer unadulterated.
You don't
terror.
Have to take a huge bite. I mean, that's, you know.
I want to take a bite.
Okay.
I don't want there
Do you
to
need
be...
me to look away? Would that make it easier?
No. It's okay.
Okay. Do you need me to take a bite at the same time?
No.
Oh
my God, I'm so scared. I don't like it.
It's like you can't get it out of your mouth fast enough, right?
I'm making myself
Swallow.
Chew it.
Swallow.
It tastes like it smells.
You know,
So like in our very town right this second, lots of people are having a whole sandwich of that for lunch, right?
Uh-huh. They are. And here's the thing. I mean, I intentionally, like, I could have put some chives in here, some celery. I even thought about putting a little bit of fresh basil in there. Are you dying? But I wanted to keep it simple.
Thank you. I don't think I can be funny anymore. Ever. Like that egg salad changed me. I've looked into the void and it was really voidy.
It was really voidy. That bad, huh?
I mean, this is so strange, isn't
it? Do you think that I made a bad egg salad?
No.
I made good egg salad.
I mean, how the hell would I know? But I believe you. I mean, I saw you eat several. If it was a bad egg salad, you wouldn't have been eating it.
Right. No, it tastes like deviled eggs, but
I don't think
egg
you pulled
salad.
A prank.
No, I didn't.
I mean, isn't this strange? Isn't the human brain weird?
This is really weird. I was expecting, like, while I was having my pre-natto meltdown, I was really worried that you were sitting there thinking, this girl is exaggerating this for the purposes of, you know, podcast ratings.
No, I think we can both vouch.
But that was real. Like, I was genuinely deeply afraid to taste it.
The waves of fear are still emanating.
They're still lapping at the shores of you.
Yes, they're lapping. Can we have dessert yet?
Yes, but when while we're eating food we like, I think we need to just exercise a few more demons and maybe just name a couple more foods that we don't like that maybe we might be willing to conquer in a future episode.
Okay, can we put these things away so they're not near us while we're talking about those things?
Okay,
thanks.
All right.
So what are some other things that you still can't quite stomach?
My one other thing that I can think of that I really have a difficult time with is actually eating a drumstick, like, you know,
You mean the ice cream cone?
No, I mean a chicken drumstick. Okay. Poultry. Eating poultry off the bone, particularly poultry legs where there are a lot of tendons.
Interesting.
Can't deal with, like, tendons snapping around by my teeth. Oh, boy. So if you were to give me a chicken drumstick, I would probably nibble around the outside of it and get off all the sort of readily accessible meat, and then I would pass it on to someone else.
And that person would be so, so grateful. You're really a giver.
I am. Mm-hmm. I have such a generous nature.
Right. Okay, I think we should wrap it up. Please come onto the website, spilledmilkpodcast.com, and post foods that you're terrified of. And thank you for listening to Spilled Milk, the show that snaps your tendons.
I'm Molly Weisenberg.
And I'm Matthew Amster Burton.
Hey, Molly, I'm coming over and I'm bringing some chicken livers. We're going to make a pate.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.